Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Part 7 of our AVN voting special podcast this year. All of the explanations as to what this is and who I am and what we're doing are in the previous podcast. If you haven't listened to those, you probably should. Long and the short of it, AVN Awards, I vote. This is how I vote. This is how we do it. Sliding scale, 1 through 15, all that good stuff. Check out the past ones. Feedback, RogerRogerViews.com. Send it. How's that? Those of you that thought the intros of these were too long, hopefully that was a little better. If you want to follow along, avianawards.com, the nominees button, almost halfway down now. We're going through a few more of these categories. I do not generally tell you how I vote. I kind of pick out some of the best from each category so you can kind of get an idea of what's out there. Hopefully, I'll lead you to something that you may have missed. Do want the feedback, good and bad, on the podcast, on the nominees, all of it. So just send it on over. Just about halfway down, Best MILF Release. From this list, Dirty Rotten Motherfuckers 6 from Jules Jordan. Very good. Big MILF Jugs 3 from Digital Playground. Digital Sin. Fitness MILFs was interesting from Vince Voyer. I liked that one quite a bit. Lex is a motherfucker. Again, he gets the Lexington Steel, have sex with lots and lots of MILFs. MILF Revolution, which was a Lisa Ann movie, very good as well. MILF Psych a Big 14 from Brazzers. Mommy Got Big Boobs 17 from Brazzers. White Mama's 4 from Elegant Angel, very good interracial title. Lex is a motherfucker, probably the top here, but you definitely should not miss MILF Psych a Big 14 as well. Best MILF Series, Amateur MILFs and Housewives, Hockey Moms, Housewife Orgies, MILF Hunter, MILF Psychic Big, MILF Seeking Boys, Mommy Got Boobs, My First Sex Teacher, My Friend's Hot Mom, My Girlfriend's Hot Mom, My Mom's a Slut, My Wife Caught Me Ass-Fucking Her Mother from Devil's Films, Porn Fidelity's Big Titty MILFs, Pure MILF, and Seduced by a Cougar. MILF Psychic Big is one of Brazzer's best series. My Friend's Hot Mom was always played the MILF fantasy well as well, from Naughty America. Some of the amateur stuff's good too. Hockey Moms is interesting from Platinum Media. My favorite is still MILF Psych a Big. Best Music Soundtrack. Bikini Outlaws, Cabaret Desire, Destino, Devil on a Chain. Really good music, by the way, in just a regular movie soundtrack kind of way. Killer. Forsaken, Grease XXX. Fantastic in the musical theater kind of way. Homecoming, Karma Sutra, Not South Park, XXX, Single White Female, The Stripper 2, The Submission of Emma Marx, This Ain't Homeland, Trashy, and Underworld. Depends on what you like. Do you like instrumental music that fits in nicely with the movie, Underworld, Submission of Emma Marx? Do you like music that helps the story along, The Stripper? Do you like musicals, not South Park or Grease? Or do you like Devil on a Chain, which is very, very mainstream? I think I'm tempted to go... See, it's tough because Devil on a Chain is just so mainstream. But Grease was fantastic. I mean, you're talking about taking a very beloved soundtrack and turning it into a fantastic parody soundtrack. So that one and Devil on a Chain are my two favorites, even though Underworld was fantastic. It was just another great aspect of Underworld. But I like those two. All right, here's a fun one. Best New Line. This is always cool. This is a new series. And these are always good. You know, you guys can check out some new ones. Amateur Allure from Jules Jordan. If you haven't seen that, it's a very beautifully shot series. Mostly POV blowjobs. Really pretty girls. Brightly lit. Lots of swallowing. And just sort of really pretty girl stuff with naughty sex. Anal Industries from Juicy, Big Booty Pictures, Monarchy, Cherry Pimps, Juicy Entertainment. Cherry Pimps is one of the live studio shows from StreamMate. They do some really good stuff. D. Lynch Productions, Erotic Stories from New Sensations. That's a really interesting one. You know, that's a couples-friendly series. It's really, really good. Fallout Films from Zero Tolerance, Gonzo Nation from Monarchy. It's two from Monarchy. They've really done a great job. Jules Jordan has launched kink.com. Again, weird to compare something like Gonzo Nation to Kink.com or Cherry Pimps or Erotic Stories. They're all very different. Latin Love Pictures, also from Monarchy. Porn Star Cam House, like Cherry Pimps, fantastic live stuff. Porn Star Platinum. Renegade, Scow for Girlfriends, and Urban Street Studios from Monarchy. So here's the thing. Monarchy's got four. And, you know, is that going to split the vote? Probably. Like some of those. I like what Scow has done for Girlfriends. I'm not sure it's really a new line, though. I mean, it's almost like a new company. It's not... I guess it's interesting because Amateur Allure is a series, but it's also a studio. So I guess these are mostly new studio, really. Kink.com is fantastic. If you like fetish at all, they're amazing. Amateur Allure, I love. Porn Star Cam House, I like a lot as well. Cherry Pimps is cool. Very cool stuff. Best New Series. Best New Line. Okay, so Best New Line is different than Best New Series. Best New Series is Amateur POV Auditions from Amateur Allure. Joey Severa's Babysit My Ass, which is kind of funny. The Creeper Family from Girlfriends Films has some interesting movies in it. Digital Playground's Jack Attack. I love Robbie D. Always have. Robbie D's fantastic. The Stripper from Sweet Center has some good stuff. Wet Asses from Jules Jordan. That is the best new series that's not a new series, because really it's William H. doing his Big Wet Asses stuff now over at Jules Jordan. That's probably my favorite, because it was my favorite before. Jack Attack, also very, very fantastic. Okay, here is a big one. Okay, guys, you've been waiting for the big categories, so we can all wake up. Best New Starlet. AJ Applegate, Casey Calvert, Teal Conrad, Dylan Harper, Melody Jordan, Kennedy Lee, Christy Mack, Mia Malkova, Zoe Monroe, Raven Rockett, Jessa Rhodes, Ricky Six, Cindy Starfall, Natalia Starr, and Jody Taylor. Pretty good stuff here. AJ Applegate is pretty and has an amazing ass. Truly amazing ass on this woman. She is... Let's throw my top five out there. AJ's in that top five. Christy Mack, tattooed, very cool looking, hard body. She's in the top five. Jessa Rhodes, just kind of catching on to her, really beautiful. She's in the top five for me. Cindy Starfall, pretty little Asian girl. Oh, fantastic. She's in the top five. And then probably Jody Taylor. Although, I also like Mia Malkova quite a bit. And Kennedy Lee is also good. But I think you might be looking at an AJ Applegate win in this category. I really think it's possible. She's just, the ass is amazing. 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 AJ, if you want to send over a couple of pictures, you know, hey, we'll put them up and I'll tell the world again how amazing you are. Those of you who think DVD is dead, how about best new studio? You know, there are new studios making movies all the time. DV Productions, Forbidden Fruit Films, Hard X, Exotic X, James Dean Productions, Lexington Steel Productions, Lisa Ann Productions, Real Productions, Rain Productions, Tran 500. James Dean, Lexington Steel over at Evil Angel, and Lisa Ann over at Jules Jordan. An interesting one, Hard X, Erotica X, is Mason. When William H. and Mason left Elegant Angel, she ended up doing stuff with Mile High and Sweet Sinner. Same distribution company. Very good stuff there. To be honest, I like the Lisa Ann stuff a lot. I really do. I totally think she's done some fantastic work. So that's a good category. Best non-sex performance. I will just go down a few of these. James Bartolet from Not the Wizard of Oz played the Cowardly Lion beautifully. Going to be a very, very, very tough one to beat. Other ones on this list... Bryn Pryor in Man of Steel. He's always good. Anytime he comes in, he's fantastic. Ron Jeremy in Clown Porn. Alana Evans, The Panty Thieves. Shyler Kobe falling out from Digital Playground. That was a good one. I like that one. Richie Calhoun in She-Hulk. I think Bartolet probably wins. He had one of the best roles, and he nailed it. So I think he should probably win. Okay, best. This is one of those that's a little too niche oriented to maybe break down. But best older woman, younger girl release. So the lesbian genre is not specific enough. Now we have to go in and do older woman, younger girl lesbian favorites. There's some good ones here. The Tanya Tate's Tea and Muffin Party was a lot of fun. I like that. Mothers Teaching Daughters How to Suck Cock. I guess it's not actually lesbian here, because the Mothers Teaching Daughters How to Suck Cock 15, that's... and Couple Seeking Teens. So I guess as long as there's older woman, younger girl in the scene, it's good enough. Couple Seeking Teens 11, that's a good series. You know, I'm sure a lot of married guys have fantasies about, you know, meeting girls with their significant others. Not a horrible... horrible thing. As we move down, best oral release and best oral series. Best oral release, any. Yeah, that probably got no laughs at all. Best oral release, Jules Jordan, Feeding Frenzy, fantastic. It's always good. Let Me Suck You 5 from Elegant Angels, good. Suck Balls 3, Darko does really good stuff. Really like, I like that one. Best oral series, Amateur Deep Throat from Homegrown, Big Dick Glory Holes, Blowjob Fridays, Blowjob Winner, Cocksucking Challenge, Deep Throat This, really good series from North Pole, Face Fuck Hour, Facial Cum Catchers, Mommy Blows Best, Mothers Teaching Daughters How to Suck Cock, Only Teen Blowjobs from Overboard. I like that one, but Paste My Face from Overboard is also good. Swallow This from North Pole, Throated from Overboard, and We Swallow, one of my favorites from Rodney Vision. Wow. Big Dick Glory Holes is really good. As far as series goes, I really like that series. I think it's a lot of fun to watch. I happen to like Glory Hole stuff. I think it's kind of sexy. Best oral sex scene. Anything stand out here for me? Two from the same... a couple, actually. American Cocksucking Sluts 3 has two nominated. Annika Albright and Riley Reed, and one, Christy Stevens and Jaden Lee, and the other. That's two amazing pairs. Facial Overload 3 has two, Bonnie Rotten and Remy LaCroix. Joanna Angel's Orgasm Addict Blowbang was really good. Feeding Frenzy 11's Vicky Chase scene was nominated, very good. Skin Diamonds opening scene from Skin, liked that. Katie St. Ives from Sperm Receptacle 6, one of the Mike John movies. Larkin Loves scene from Suck Balls 3 from Darko. Tara Lynn Fox in This Ain't Homeland. Julia Ann in Underworld. That one was one of the most unique scenes, certainly. The makeup and costuming made that one fantastic. Best Orgy or Gangbang Release. Devil's Gangbang, Lisa Ann, Chanel Preston was fantastic for gangbangs. The Gangbang of Bonnie Rotten was really, really good. Gangbang 5 from Elegant Angel was good. Further on down, Triple X Fit Girls Orgy from Third Degree was pretty good. Unplanned Orgies 14 from Porno Dan. I would go with either the Gangbang of Bonnie Rotten or Devil's Gangbang. Best Original Song. Where are we on time? Okay, how about Best Original Song and Best Packaging, and then we will call it a day before the Best Parody stuff. Okay, Best Original Song. Band Sluts from the movie Band Sluts, a song called Gimme Some Pants from Joanna Angel. The Burning Angel music is always good. Barely Blue Velvet had two songs, Party Like a Porn Star and I'm a Slave. Not the Wizard of Oz had two, Queen of Munchkin Land and I Wonder What Is Happening. Oh My God, It's Leaving Las Vegas parody, Las Vegas Triple X. Two from Fatty Rhymes and Dimes 20 from Pumper. Some hip-hop there. Temptation of Eve, Eve and Danny's theme, Wolverine, Game Over. Honestly, I would listen to Gimme Some Pants from Band Sluts probably most often, but the two Wizard of Oz songs are fantastic. Will Ryder, once again, fantastic job on the music for his parodies. And then Best Packaging, Barbed Wire Triple X was very good, Beyond Fucked, Bridesmaids I liked from Digital Playground, that came with a little vibrator. Code of Honor, also from Digital Playground. Devil's Gangbang was good packaging. The Lone Ranger was good. She-Hulk, This Ain't Terminator 2, Underworld. I actually think the Bridesmaids packaging was the most original. I like the Underworld box. I like the look of barbed wire, but I think Bridesmaids may actually be my favorite, which could probably cause some people to scratch their heads. But anyway, that's it for now. I got a couple more of these to go. We'll try and speed through these. Please give me your feedback, Roger at RogerViews.com or Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. Hope you enjoy these. I hope you tell your friends. I hope you comment. If you're a female performer, I hope you send some pictures over so we can talk about you. Hello, AJ Applegate. And I think that maybe, you know, a nice picture of your butt with, you know, RajReviews.com in lipstick would be nice. There, how's that for a wish list item? There it is. Somebody go find that from AJ. There you go. Thanks very much for listening. Please click on the banners on the site. It helps to pay the bills, keep us going. Thanks to our sponsors, HotMovies.com and SugarDVD.com. And that's it. Thank you very much. Talk to you tomorrow.